said, "Sir, your harness has come unfastened." She started jumping up and down on me, pushing that thing. And it hooked. Then it come unhooked. And she started again. I said, "Hold it, ma'am." I said, "You show me the door. I'm off this thing." I said, "Somebody's telling me something." I said, "I'm off of this thing. Get me off this thing." I said, "Aaron Dean, you going?" He said, "No, Daddy, I'm riding." I said, "Goodbye." I got off that thing. That's a fact. Them guys that taught me getting on it, they're in trouble anyway. Always looking for something new. Amen. Because man is never satisfied. Amusement parks come up with new rides. The highways are full of people. The airplanes are full of people. Motels are full. People are always looking for new things. Hey, they want new ways to be satisfied. But you know what Solomon said? It's all vanity, because man under the sun will never be satisfied with what God's given him. God never intended for it to be this way. You see, he wanted us to be content with what he has given us. I read to you this morning, I'm going to read you the same scripture tonight in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." Hebrews 13 and 5, the Bible says, "Let your conversation be of that covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That's enough to satisfy me in this life. That God has said, "I'll go with you all the way. If trouble comes, I'll go with you. If dark clouds roll in, I'll go with you. If unexpected things show up, I'll go with you." You just hang in our son. You hang in our daughter. You and I will make this journey, and we'll make it to the other side. Hey man, I'm satisfied with that. You see, I'm glad tonight God never changes. What he was then, he is now. Amen. I'm glad God's still the same. And the writer said, "All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing." Now, let's go on to verse 9. "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing," and I underline these words, "under the sun." You see, there has been nothing new. I'm going to tell you what he's saying. There's been nothing new created since God created it all in the beginning. God said it was good. And when God created it, at the end of each day, God said, "It's good, and it's good enough for me." And the Bible says on the seventh day, God rested from his labor. God had finished the work of creation. He gave us all we need, exactly what we need. Man's done a lot of things with it, but man's created nothing new, because God gave us everything in the beginning. You do not want, or you do not have to change perfection. You see, what God did in the beginning, he did right, and it need not be changed. Let me tell you something. Let me give you this. The only new thing God did, he did one new thing since creation. He's never done it again. He never will do it again. Here's what it is. Jeremiah 31, 22. The Bible says, "How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man." God did one new thing after he created this earth. You know what that was? He put a baby in a virgin girl. Amen. He put Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary. He's never done it since, and he'll never do it again. Amen. That's the new thing he done. That's the only new thing he done after he created this world. And he done it because of fallen man. So that you and I could have a perfect Savior. There's never been nobody born like that. There never will be nobody born like that. I don't care how smart scientists think they are. It'll never happen. Amen. Because God done it. And then what God does, he does perfect. Now, I remember when he put new life in me. You remember that? You remember when the old was passed away? Amen. You remember when the Lamb of God moved in? That's a miracle. You see, there's nobody else can do that. There's no other religion can do that. They can say all they want to. They can hoop and holler all they want to. But only our God can give us new life. Amen. Allah can't do it. Muhammad can't do it. None of them. But oh, he can. You see, under the sun, if you're looking at things under the sun, then you're miserable. You see, the new birth we experience when we meet Christ. And then there's coming a day, the Bible tells us there's something else new God's going to do. He talks about a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. It doesn't take long for a man to forget what has happened in the past. Doesn't take long for us to forget the many blessings of God. It doesn't take long. Most time one trial will do it. For us to forget. Most of us today, probably, maybe some of us can, but most of us today cannot tell you what took place last year or even last week. We live for now. And then we live for what we can do tomorrow. And if we find nothing new, we quickly become bored with it all. Amen. You know what we do well to do? When we become bored with it all and say, I just can't find nothing. I can't find nothing new. I've been looking. How about drifting in the past? What are you talking about, preacher? How about reminding yourself of God's grace? Amen. How about picking up the Word of God and say, feed me? Amen. We ought to spend all kind of time in God's Word. As children of God, that's your privilege. That's your responsibility to spend time in God's holy Word. But we quickly become bored and look for things to do. And then we get in trouble. Verse number 10, he says, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. Now, there is nothing that we can truly say is new. I thought about a computer and technology. You know, we live in a technology society. I mean, I know nothing about computers. If it don't come on, I'm in trouble. That's just the way it is. And I thought about this. Is the computer and technology new? The answer to that is no. What are you talking about, preacher? God created an advanced computer system when he created mankind. They still can't figure it out. The network of these human bodies, how they work, and the nerve system and the computer system that God put in a human brain. And hey, it's more complicated than any network system out there. Amen? God put it in her head. That's true. You ever sit around and think of the things you do without thinking about? Think about it. Things you don't have to think. I'm so glad I don't have to say beat heart, beat heart, beat heart, beat heart, beat heart. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Beat heart, breathe. Can you imagine? Huh? God put a computer system in us. Sends a message here. Sends a message there. Amen. God set in order a computer system in the beginning. Some of y'all look at me like, what is he talking about? Amen. No, it's not new. God already had it planned out. Amen. These old bodies are complicated, and, you know, they do a whole lot for them, but, boy, they still can't figure them out. God set them to work. I was reading J. Vernon McGee. I love J. Vernon McGee. I don't know. Do y'all know who I'm talking about? J. Vernon McGee said this. He said, is the atom bomb new? The answer is no. God created the atom long before man ever was. Amen. You see, Solomon said, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. God gave it all in the beginning. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. What's he saying here? I'm going to tell you what it is. What he's saying. It doesn't take long that the most important of people and the most important of ideas of man are soon forgotten. It wouldn't take long. If I was to leave this world today, it wouldn't take long. You've soon forgot about this preacher. Somebody else will be a hammer and a nail. Amen. That's what he's saying. Very long to we're forgot about on this side. I'm glad God never forgets. Only thing God forgets is my sin. And under the blood of Jesus. But it doesn't take long until we're forgotten. In our world we live today, we see this coming more and more. Our society wants to forget the past and they try to improve the future. But until we learn from the past, we'll never improve the future. Our politicians could learn some things. Go back in the past and see what happened and see what they did with this grand old book in the past, our fathers of this country, how they stood upon this holy book and how God so blessed this country because men were not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our presidents forgot that upon this is what we stand. Upon this is what we're built upon. And unless we get back to this, we're headed for doom. We're headed for a fall. And it's this and this only that's going to hold us up. And boys, we better be praying this back in the White House. Amen. They seem to forget. I believe we've got amnesia. I'll tell you what they are. They're rebellious. They're rebellious. What the Bible calls them, a fool. You see, this is what we've got to go back to. Amen. What God gave us in the beginning. What God wrote down plain and simple. Well, I love every morning to get up and read this. Boy, Brother Jackie, I go to reading this, and boy, I tell you what, I start getting full. Amen. It's the Word of God. It's brand new every time. There's power. It's the only thing that's living and alive and brings power in this old heart. And you know, so hey, I get up early in the morning and everybody in my house still asleep, and I get the power of God's word down, and I'll get me a cup of coffee, and boy, I tell you what, I'm just in heaven for a little while. You know why? The power of God's word. Oh, how it fills me up. Go back into the Word of God and let it fill your heart. The problem is, let me tell you what the problem is. Many of our church people today will go home tonight, and if they brought their Bible, they'll put it on a shelf. Then they'll say, wonder what I've done with my Bible. Come Sunday morning, I need my Bible. Does anybody know where my Bible is? Which that means you ain't read it. You're not hooked into the power. Amen. You ought to know where your Bible is. You ought to be able to get a quick hold of the Word of God. Amen. You ought to have one. If you got an office, you ought to have one there. Laying on the shelf. Amen. That you read. It's the precious Word of God. I've had this Bible for a long time. I love it. It's got some worn pages and torn pages. I've taped them back together. Y'all may be in here the night I was preaching. It fell out on the floor. Remember? Fell right out. I went and got me some Gorilla Glue. It won't fall out now. Amen. Yeah, boy. What I'm saying, we got to get back to the past. We got to get back to the old past. We got to get back to the Word of God. Hey, you got no excuse to be bored. God, the Word of God's brand new every day. If you think you're bored, get the Word of God down. He'll start burning up in your heart. He'll start bubbling up in your heart. Hey, oh boy. Yeah. Listen. We're going to improve the future. We better learn from the past. Ecclesiastes, jump over just a little bit to verse 16 of chapter 2. He says this, "For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten, and how dieth the wise man as the fool." What Solomon found out about life under the sun is that no matter how important you are or how important you think you are, you will all end up in the same place under the sun. We'll be gone and soon forgotten. Solomon made it all the way to the top. He had everything he wanted, but you know what he found out at the top? Is this it? There's nothing here. Now at the close of his life, he's writing Ecclesiastes. And he's telling the young generation, that's who he's addressing, you need to look beyond this veil of tears. You need to get things right with God. You and I today would do well to get things right with God. Don't try to find something new. It'll find you. But look for things in God's Word. You know, and when they come out with iPhone 25, or whatever is next, I don't even know what's... Whatever's coming up next. Listen, if your phone's still ringing, if your phone's still weaving, whatever them things do, then why you need a new one? Hallelujah. I found out something about them new phones. They cost more money. It's a gimmick. You know what? I thought about this missionary we had this morning. And those people over in that country had never seen a Bible. Never seen a Bible. And the one guy, if you were here and you watched that video, when he got that Bible in his hands for the first time, he said, "I felt like I was floating." He said, "It was the greatest thing." You'd have thought he got a new cell phone. He said, "It's the greatest thing." I felt like I was floating. I was tickled to death with God's Word, and we struggled to find ours. Amen? Listen, there's nothing new under the sun. If you want something new, you'll find it in God's Word. Amen? Read your Bible. I'm talking about King James Bible. Read your King James Bible. I was listening to a guy the other day preaching a good message. I mean, he was doing a good job. And then he read out of the Bible, and I think, what is he reading? Why didn't he make sense? You see. Well, I don't condemn people if that's what they want to read. It's all right. That's your business. I'm not being judgmental, but it's not for me. I've tried to read other translations, and I'm just sitting there like, It doesn't do anything for me. There's no power. But when I got hooked into the power, there's a big difference, buddy. God began to speak to me. He wasn't speaking to me through that other one. But he began to speak to me when I got my Bible down and began to read it. Oh, it was refreshing. There's nothing new under the sun. If you're looking for it, you ain't going to find it, because they'll give you something else. Amen? About the time you think you're satisfied, here comes a nothing. That's like cars, same way. I finally had to get rid of my old van because it's dangerous. If I could have figured out how to make it run better, I'd have kept it. But I couldn't, you know. The engine was going out. It's about to break in two, and it was a mess. I didn't want to get no other car. I didn't want it. But I got it, and I like the one I got, and I'm going to keep it till it rots. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing, Gary. I'll keep going. I'll aggravate you all night. There's nothing new under the sun. Let's be satisfied with what God's given us. And I'll tell you what you ought to do. Give your time to praying. Amen. These phones, now I'm going to tell you something about these phones. I believe these phones has took the place of a lot of Bible reading. They took the place of a lot of praying. That's all I see people doing. You can't get their attention. I mean, the place could be on fire. They wouldn't know it unless you told them. What I'm saying is, the devil give us gadgets. I'm not against gadgets. They're good. They have their place. But we got to give some time to God. What's wrong with our society today is they don't know what God's saying. Amen. Just like I told you this morning, I'll quickly review what I told you if you wasn't here. It's like the manna that fell at the feet of the children of Israel. They got so caught up in themselves. When God provided what they needed, they said, Moses, what is this stuff? What is this stuff on the ground? Moses, Moses was a patient man. Moses probably said, have you not been listening? This is what you're fussing about. God has provided. We got so many things occupying our mind, we're missing what God's provided for us. Amen. There's nothing new. You don't find nothing new under the sun. But begin to look in God's Word. And begin to set your affection on things above. Lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. Let's stand and sing. You need to pray.